All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We've got some car reviews we'd like to fit in here, too, as well. And take our time with this, Richard. I'll let you get started because I drove a car, you drove a car. Actually, we were able to drive both of these cars, so this will be a great review to do because we were both behind the wheel of each one of these cars. Let's start with the one that you drove, the 2023 Lexus RZ450E Luxury.
Yeah, quite the mouthful of the ABCs there.
Yes.
So, this is an all-new car for 2023. This is basically Lexus's first foray into the electric SUV market, or an all-electric car, I guess I'm going to say. They've typically been, your Toyota's been part of the hybrid-only thing, Dad, right? You know, even plug-in hybrids are kind of venturing into, which is fine, but this is just definitely a little bit different than what we're used to from Toyota and Lexus. And not to say that it's a bad thing. This, again, all-electric SUV, Dad. The luxury version, as we drove, is about, I want to say it was 65,000 or so.
That sounds about right.
Slightly above that. I want to say it had an electric range of tops out at 200 miles, but folks, I'll be 100% honest with you. You're not getting 200 miles out
of
this
car. No, I didn't get anywhere as close to that either, Richard, so that's kind of a false one as far as that goes.
Well, that is a, I guess that I'll just say this. That 200-mile range is with no, you know, no windows down, no, whatever you want to say, no climate control.
Yeah,
on.
No added stress on the battery. Let's say it that way.
Yeah, no heated seats. No, nothing. Right,
bare bones.
That is correct. It is the most bare bones thing that you could imagine. You know, at that range, not a big deal. Just something to know. And I will say this, and the one benefit you get from some of these cars, and again, I don't know what they're doing. If it's just size of the battery pack or something they're doing, Dad. It does let you charge a little bit from the kind of from your normal traditional at-home outlet. All that being said, did I like the car driving? Absolutely. It drove like most electric cars, although the braking isn't as harsh. You know, a lot of people refer to these vehicles as one-pedal driving.
The regenerative. That wasn't the case on this car.
No, even when you turn it up, the resistance up really, really high, it's not quite there. And so, folks, what we're talking about is basically in a lot of these electric cars, you can essentially just drive with the gas pedal.
Correct.
Because the car will slow you down so much if you do it correctly.
That's right.
It'll actually slow you down before you get to any intersection.
That's
or whatever
right.
You know, the car in front of you. This doesn't have that. It's not a huge thing, Dad. I think it's just something people should note. Outside of that, had a lot of cool features on the inside. I will say the infotainment system took a little getting used to, changing the modes, that sort of thing. I think it's a great first foray into the EV, but I don't think this is quite what I expect from Lexus and Toyota.
Range is a factor for me. Great vehicle. I thoroughly enjoyed it. My wife was inside of it. She loved the interior. It's got a lot of bells and whistles, creature comforts. No complaint there, Richard. You are 100% correct. But the range on this one, for me personally, I think is an issue. And I think it's going to be an issue for a lot of folks that go to look at buying this car. Now, if you're a very short commuter, you don't have to have a lot of range. It's not as big of a factor. To your point, you can use the 120-volt charger, and it does do some good where a lot of the other cars out there you need a full level 2 type charger. That's a level 1 that I just mentioned. But other than that, great vehicle. Yes, I love this vehicle with the exception of the nannyism this car had. So Lexus, if you're listening, I don't need the car telling me every little thing I do wrong when I'm driving.
Yeah, so for folks, again, basically it has this little IR infrared thing it kind of manages. So if you like to drive more from the middle of the car like I'm doing right now, where you kind of put your, you know, your elbow on the center and you kind of maybe lean towards more
right.
towards the middle, it will yell at you and beep at you and tell you, focus on the road, you know, attention, attention. And it's great for some aspects, Dad, and maybe we just missed the feature to turn it off or whatever.
It drove me nuts.
It definitely got frustrated.
I don't need Karen in the passenger seat telling me how to drive.
Fair enough. And I think other people would agree with you. So, no, ultimately, Dad, I think it was a great first foray. I think some of the tech involved will go to their hybrid. I still personally would go with a hybrid vehicle that Lexus has done, mainly because of the range situation.
Agree.
However, it may not matter for some folks. So if you're interested, folks, head to your local Lexus dealer and let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.